For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
An airline mechanic stole an empty Horizon Air plane in Seattle and took off. He was chased by military aircraft before crashing into a nearby island. Police say the 29-year-old was suicidal and appeared to have acted alone. Horizon Air Chief Operating Officer Constance Van Mullen.
We believe it was taken by a single Horizon Air employee and that no other passengers or crew were on board. Shortly thereafter, it crashed near Keetron Island by South Tacoma.
The pilot, who was doing stunts in the air, told air traffic controllers he was a broken guy with a few screws loose.
I got a lot of people that care about me, and it's going to disappoint them to hear that I did this. I would like to apologize to each and every one of them.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrell, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. Is usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
A last-minute technical problem delayed NASA's planned launch of a special spacecraft.
As we picked up the count at T-minus 4 and got into terminal count, the team received a gaseous helium reg pressure alarm that kicked them out.
The launch countdown for the $1.5 million Parker probe was stopped with just 1 minute 55 seconds remaining. The probe will get closer to the sun than any other spacecraft. It's named after University of Chicago's Eugene Parker, who predicted the existence of solar wind 60 years ago. The Holy Wildfire near Los Angeles is threatening thousands of homes. KNX reporter Cooper Rummel.
The bizarre fire activity continues. It's called the Elsinore effect, as the winds allow flames to run, not crawl, run downhill. I've seen that happen plenty of times throughout the day. Fire crews have been working tirelessly protecting homes. Residents have watched from a distance, biting their nails, hoping their houses are spared.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Another Fox News personality is defecting. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Abby Huntsman will leave Fox to join ABC's The View. Huntsman's currently a co-host on Fox and Friends Weekend, but she'll join former Fox Newser Meghan McCain as a second conservative voice on the ABC Roundtable program. Huntsman will replace Sarah Haynes, who's announced she's leaving to co-host a newly added third hour of Good Morning America on ABC. Fox News confirming this Saturday and Sunday will be Huntsman's final weekend co-hosting Fox and Friends Weekend. The 32-year-old Huntsman is the daughter of former Utah Governor John Huntsman Jr., who was named ambassador to Russia late last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Religious leaders in Washington, D.C. are speaking out before this weekend's Unite the Right white nationalist rally gets underway. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Siva Subramanian with the United Hindu Jain Temples Association says every American comes from somewhere else.
All of us are immigrants, one way or the other. And so not recognizing it is beyond my, intelligence.
After last year's violent gathering in Charlottesville, business owners are taking action for potential confrontations with the estimated 400 white nationalists and other attendees, whether that involves beefing up security, training staff to deal with aggressive patrons, or closing altogether. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.